the Jack Benny Program.
Sidney, will you see that these clubs are put in my car, please?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Don.
Oh, hi.
Why'd you play so early?
Well, confidentially, every time I come into the club later in the day, I run into Jack Benny, and I wind up having to play with him.
I know what you mean. Jack is such a poor sport, always griping. Nobody in the club wants to play with him. But after all, Don, he is your boss.
Well, that's the worst part of it. Every time I beat him, he cuts my salary. My standards of living are going down together.
Hi, Dundee.
Hi, Buzz.
Say you were looking for a fourth. How about joining us?
Oh, no, no. I just finished.
Well, come on. Go around again.
No. I'm too tired. But thanks anyway, fellas.
Well, okay. Let's go upstairs and see if we can find somebody to play with us.
Hi, fellas.
Sorry, Jack. All filled up.
What's with those guys? Nobody shakes hands anymore. Everybody runs.
Hi, Don.
Hello, Jack.
You got a game?
Oh, I just finished.
Well, why do you play so early?
Well,
I
like to play early in the morning when the grass is damp and it's chilly and foggy and cold. I can't play with you, Jack.
That's all right. I'm playing with the pro anyway. Eric Mondi, you know.
Eric is playing with you?
Yes, sir.
Boom!
That would have been a good one.
Oh, Sidney.
Yes, sir?
Sidney, will you put some new spikes in my other pair of golf shoes, please?
Well, I'll be happy to, Mr. Wilson.
I got them here in the locker. I'll get them for you. Let's see. It must be in here someplace.
Well, why don't you take some of those things out?
Well, that's a good idea.
Just to lose weight.
I'll fix these for you right away, Mr. Wilson.
Thanks, Eddie. Oh, and look, if you have time, will you defrost my locker, please? Jack, I'm sorry I can't play with you today.
That's all right. I love playing with Eric Monty. You know, when you play with a pro, it makes you play better yourself.
Well, there's Eric. Well...
filled up. You're playing with me.
Oh, yes.
Gee, Eric, I'm all excited about our game today.
You're excited? I didn't sleep all night.
Thank you. Do you think there'll be many on the course today?
I don't think so. Lately, everybody's been playing early in the morning when the grass is damp and it's chilly and foggy and cold.
The idea of the game was to get some sunshine.
It used to be.
What?
Nothing. Jack, when you're dressed, I'll meet you on the first tee.
Okay. Try and get another couple so we can have a foursome, will you?
I'll try.
Nice guy. Just because he made a hole in one, he's buying drinks for everybody.
Oh, Jack, being a nice guy has nothing to do with it. It's customary when you make a hole in one, you buy drinks for everybody in the club.
For all the members? Gee, it's so expensive, everything. Gee, it must cost Artie a couple of $100s.
Well, that's the way it works, Jack. It's an unwritten rule. You make a hole in one, you have to buy the drinks.
Well, then what are we waiting for? Come on, let's get ours.
$400 drinks. One bottle isn't going to make any difference.
Mr. Benny, Eric Bonney is waiting for you on the first tee.
Gee, I better hurry. Hey, Cindy, get me my golf shoes.
Okay. Play for a little money, make it interesting. Eric and I'll stand you two.
All right, Mr. Benny, if you'd like to have a little bet, what do you have in mind?
One, two, five. How about making it 10?
Jack.
It's all right with us. 10 a hole.
No, let's say 10 for the whole game, you know.
Well, that sounds a little better to me. Okay, $10 for the match.
No, 10 cents.
Well, Jack, you certainly didn't make it interesting.
Why not? Go
ahead.
Very good.
Fine shot.
Mr. Simpson, do you mind if I make a suggestion?
Not at all.
You've got your feet just a little bit too far apart. Put them just a little together.
Thanks. Hey, wait a minute. Eric, we're betting against them. Don't try to help them, for heaven's sake. Hey, wait a minute. Put your feet where they were.
Right down the middle.
Sir. Well, I guess I'm next.
Steve, I'm up this real high this time. Yeah, I told you had a tee too high. High it again.
Okay.
Oh, that was much better.
Yeah.
We have a caddy today.
Caddying again.
You and Eric won the second, and we have the third.
Pardon me, but did any one of you happen to play a ball of mine back there by mistake? It's a max fly 3.
I'm playing a title of 6.
Mine's a dot 4.
Mine's a Joe's driving range number 5.
Your ball from the driving range?
I always do. They're only 50 cents a bucket.
You're supposed to hit them there off the practice tee.
Oh, for heaven's sake. I thought they were selling them. See, the next time I go by there, I must leave their buckets.
We've teed off. You fellows go ahead.
Okay.
Jack.
What?
Don't you think you ought to use a better ball?
Yeah, I guess so. Go ahead, you tee off, Eric. Wow. Hey, look at that one go. There's a tee here. Oh, yeah, here's one, right? I forgot. I had my lunch in my bag, and I just hit a hard-boiled egg.
Here's a present for you. A brand new ball. Play it, will you?
Okay, thanks.
See that?
Well, it was a little to the right, Jack. Over behind that hill.
We're all down the middle, Jack, so we'll see you on the green.
Okay. Give me my 9-iron and you go with them, will you? There you are. Thank you. I'm going to get out of this hole. Well. Yeah, I fanned it. Yeah, fan it again.
It ought to be cool now. Hit it.
Be my imagination.
I'm sorry I took so long, fella.
Sorry, Jack.
What do you like?
Two.
Two?
Yes,
two. You know, for a guy that stinks on the tee and on the green, he's certainly a sensational behind a hill.
Does he always cheat like that?
Well, he's not really cheating. It's just that he can't count.
Can't count?
That's right. Ask him his age.
Will you be quiet while I'm trying to putt? I know we're playing for money, but if he can't win fair and square, why don't you quit?
Come on, Jack. You're up.
Okay.
Jack. The green's that way.
Well, isn't that a flag?
Yes, but that's on top of a schoolhouse.
Oh, yeah. What a silly place to have a flag.
Hey, that was a pretty good drive, Jack. About 180 yards.
Yeah. Oh, Caddy, pick up my tee, will you?
Where is he now?
Still in the rough.
Well, let's put out.
Joe, do you mind locking your ball, please?
Oh, sure. Well, he finally made it. Yeah, good try.
Good one.
In it.
It's funny. I marked my ball with a penny. I can't find it.
Oh, was that yours?
Oh.
My fault.
Anyway.
Let's see you make it, Jack. We need it.
I'll make it. See, the ball is so dirty, though. Look at it. Is it all right if I clean it?
Yeah, go ahead, Jack.
Okay. Your ball was back here.
It was not.
It was, too. I had it marked with my eye.
You lie. What are you, a surveyor or something? You know, the minute you got a bet on, you get so edgy.
Sweet.
Butter. it in the give, anyway?
Going in.
I don't know what those two guys got so sore about.
Just putt, will you?
Oh, Mr. Monty!
Yes?
There's a call for you at the clubhouse. It must be urgent because they sent me out to get you. I'm sorry to bother you in the middle of the game.
Don't be sorry. I told him to call me a half hour ago.
I'll have to go.
Right in the middle of the game?
There's a phone call for me.
Oh. Well, we'll play tomorrow. I'm going to finish this game anyway. Come on, Caddy.
This is a pretty short hole. What do you think I ought to use here?
That's about 130 yards. Why don't you try your number 5 iron?
Think I can get there with it?
Try it.
Okay.
Petrocelli sees himself that way, too. Barry Newman, the cover story and TV guide.